Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh, fucking hell yeah, dude. It's episode 86 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a huge laugh, and then points in the mirror and laughs hysterically. Fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. That's us. We've got an amazing show today. We've got guests. We've got all sorts of crazy shit. But firstly, let me introduce you to myself, Jake B. I'm a barber here in Southern California. And now let me introduce you to the host of the show, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What's up? That's right, 86.
Yeah. That's what you say in 1912 when you've been kicked out of a bar.
All right,
I've been 86'd.
That is true. That
it's
is true.
It's only a scram. That's what they'll say, something like that.
Yeah, man. But we got a great show today. I'm super stoked. We have a good friend of mine here today with us. He's the DJ from Sublime with Rome. We're going to be bringing him on here in a second. Super duper stoked to have him here. But I'm also super duper stoked about the reviews coming in, guys. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. It really does help the show grow and just let us keep going. So we do see the 5-star reviews. We understand we're a 3-star show, and we do appreciate you guys lying to yourself and the world.
For us.
For us. It means a lot.
Yeah. We assume that all the 5-star ratings, they're 3s. Yeah. In your house, you're like, your mom's like, you gave him a 5, and you're like, ma, it's a 3. But the guys need, and we know that, and we thank you. That's what we're saying. Self-aware, you guys. Yeah. Bravest of the brave. We went over that.
You told
fairest
us.
Of all, sure.
But yeah, that's right. So if you are listening and you do enjoy the show and you haven't yet given us a review or a rating, please do wherever you are listening, but especially over on that Apple Podcast app. Head on over, give us a 5-star regardless of your thoughts on the show. Hit that 5-star.
Just hit the 5. And let's take it a step further. You have coworkers. Take their phones. They go to the bathroom, steal their code, take their phone, go online, sign up, give us a 5-star on their phone. I don't care if they listen. Hit automatic download. We don't care. It's the numbers. Get them up. And if they don't let you have their code, threaten violence. Don't do violence, but a nice, bold, very serious seeming threat. And then they give you the phone. You sign up, give it back, and you never hurt them. We get, you get it? It's all positive stuff, really.
Anything else?
Do the violence if they don't give you the phone. In fact, do the violence on the coworkers. All right. You want to keep giving me room? Okay.
Okay.
No, that's
yeah.
it. That's
But yeah, before we bring Lee on, not much in music news for the Dirty Heads right now. There is some looking like there's some tours, you know, getting planned out for this year, but nothing is set in stone. So, fingers crossed, hoping we can get out there. Me and Rome, we do have a new single coming out at the end of this month, January 22nd. It comes out. The song's called Lahaina. It's another cover song. We put out Stoned Me, which was a Van Morrison track, and now we're doing Lahaina, which is a Jimmy or Loggins and Messina song. And we actually had Jimmy Messina come in the studio with us and record it. It's a really fun track. Can't wait for you guys to hear that. And then also next month, it looks like me and Rome are going out to make up those shows that got canceled a couple months back.
So tours are happening for things the Rome and Duddy and potential Dirty Head stuff in the future. Lee, our guest, might have something else to say about that. He thinks there's a show that's on the books with you guys and his
band. Oh, there
is. So why don't you bring him on?
Yeah,
and
let's just bring him on
a little bit.
Yeah. All right. So right here we have LD. He's the DJ for Sublime with Rome. He's DJed with a lot of other cool acts. I've known him forever. Actually, I was friends with his older brother back in high school. That's how I was first introduced to him. Just a great dude and an old friend. So let's have on Lee Snyder.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, nice buddy.
It's an honor to be here, you know.
And we're keeping with it. This is a beautiful 2021 already.
Oh
yeah, get close to the mic.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise,
I'll
loopy boy.
I was about to pass you the joint, but it's COVID.
No joint passing in a COVID era. No, just get up on that mic. But yeah, dude, we had Duddy B, you know, he kind of was our musical guest for the first episode. Mm-hmm. And now we've got another musical guest. I mean, you're not performing musically today, but you are a musical guest.
Surprise.
Surprise. Yeah. Unless you brought all your shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, go home. Banjo. You can get it. You can come back. Your banjo? Yeah. Do you play the banjo?
I do not play banjo.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
I would insist that you go home and get the banjo. But anyway, two music guests in a row, Duddy.
That's
2021.
Right. We got a lot more too. Actually, we already have some scheduled coming up.
Lee, check this out. Tell them who we got.
Next month, we have already scheduled the Simpkin Project.
That's coming in
on the 15th. Nice. We have Fortunate Youth coming in later on in the month. Actually, in 2 weeks from now, at the end of this month, we have Tunnel Vision coming in.
From San Clemente.
Next week, I have Rome coming on.
Straight from Nashville?
It's a musical...
It's a musical show. It's a musical journey.
It's a musical journey that we are going to take you guys on the next few weeks.
That's like the opening line of a commercial for a movie I will never watch on Netflix. You're like, what's this? It's a musical journey and I'll watch anything but that. All right, what's next? Okay. Well,
thanks for having me, guys. Journey. It's an honor to be here. Honestly,
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for stopping by. So what have you been up to? Obviously, we haven't been touring, nothing like that, but I've been seeing that you've been releasing some songs and just staying busy.
Whole lot of studio, man. Everybody's off tour, so everybody's in the studio writing records, so I'm producing a ton of different bands, artists, and mixing a ton of records, recording a ton of shit.
That's a big, huge part of what you do. Like, yes, you DJ with Sublime with Rome, but you're always
typically
producing.
It's like 50-50 because we're on tour, just like Dirty Heads, like a majority of the year. But since 2020, I think we had 18 shows.
That's crazy.
Last year.
Yeah.
Which is, we got pulled off the road, I think, in February or March, just like pretty much everyone else. So, I mean, the majority of my 2020 I spent in the studio, which is, it's my comfort zone anyways, It's like everybody's like, talks about how there's the quarantine happening and stuff like that. And, it's affected me so much. I'm pretty much quarantined in the studio for 2 decades. So it hasn't really been
What's happening outside?
You know?
It's so funny. Yeah, for like engineers at studios, the dudes that are like on the boards. That's just where they live, they're there all day, every
just
day, recording bands.
And a joint every once in a while.
Dude, I remember.
I could keep going.
Recording sessions aren't like, we open at 9 and we're closed at 5. No, you're recording at 4 a.m. if that's where the recording takes you. And then you just, I can remember back in the day, and of course you guys can all attest, like you're in the studio till 2-3 in the morning, and then you go home, sleep for a couple hours.
I hate that, by the way.
I can't.
I'm a morning cat, dude.
I love the morning.
My brain works best between the hours of like 6 in the morning to 6 at night. So like,
dude, I'm with you 100%.
In my early 20s though, I was like in the studio till 4:30 in the morning, and we made 12 songs last night.
Well, you think that's what you're supposed to do?
Like, 11 out of 12 sounded like shit. You probably just like worked for 3 hours, made one good song, go home to your family, eat a normal dinner, go to bed at a decent time, try again.
You
probably have better results.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know.
Work
smarter. Everyone's, because Jared's complete opposite of me. Jared likes to be in the studio at all hours of the night, writing his lyrics and stuff in the studio, where I'm like, I like to write my lyrics a lot of times outside the studio. Driving around, I'm at home. I like to, like you, get in the studio early. I'm out of there so I can go home and actually like eat dinner with the family and shit still most of the time.
Have like a normal life. Normal like there's life, like this studio. Huge misconception that artists have to have this like crazy life where it's like all these, you work at all hours of the night. And sometimes it's true. Like we have to do certain things like that. But making that part of like your normal workflow of like, I work till 4 in the morning every night. Like, dude, I couldn't imagine being a zombie like that.
No way.
Maybe in my early 20s, but
that was younger,
I'll be 37 this coming year. Yeah. So it's
Here's the deal. When you're younger, where the fuck else would you ever rather be?
Totally.
That's the thing. When it's all new to you and you're fresh in the studio and young too, you don't want to leave the studio.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to get all your ideas down, as you get older and you know that it's not going anywhere.
You're in the studio when you're younger. You're like, I'm going to fucking drink.
All drunk.
I'm going to have friends come stop by and just hang out for no fucking reason.
People come to the studio. It's like, what are you doing here?
Get out of here, dude. I'm working.
Beat it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all adults.
Dude, how funny. I remember, adulting harder.
Like,
we'll invite girls over to the studio. You're like, come on. What are you doing?
What a different time. Right? I mean, look, if you remember, you used to watch VH1, like Behind the Music or whatever, and that's all it was. Like in the 80s, bands would be in studios and it would be just like, and cocaine, there's 30 strippers, hookers in there. You're like, what the? They would just throw parties in the studios. Like, how did they
get studio owner's probably so bummed, just like,
or stoked, depending on how creepy the owner.
If he's the creepy, you know,
some of those dudes,
I'm guessing stoked.
Some of those guys were like, these are fucking just bridge trolls coming out, dude. Yikes. Oh. None of that shit happens anymore. Yeah, that is, it's still a misconception, because we all, even young people, they still can see the videos. We still like think that the rock stardom is that. Remember, you hear the stories from like Led Zeppelin, like beat up a chick with a fish, and you know, like that's all real shit that you used to do as crazy shit you could backstage. Yeah. That's what it was. Anyway, different.
Everything
times.
Is mild. Yeah, everything's so mild. Like like some of the guys, like security guards or something that we'll tour with, who've like been in the business forever. They're like, I remember in the 80s, man, it was, you guys are mild compared to, you know, it's true. Like, you come to our dressing room before we play and it's like damn near depressing. Like, we've all you know, we've been on the road 60-70 days, everybody's kind of just doing their own thing, and everybody thinks it's this like huge party where everybody's like taking shots and there's chicks around and all. It's like, no, we're all just like a little bit tired from the day before, you know, maybe slightly hungover. Who knows? But it's not like people think, you know.
No, that's what's funny. It's like, we got to get backstage. It's like, you don't want to go back there. It's not what you think.
You don't want to peek behind the curtain, everybody. You think it's just a big bong toke. There's a lot of bong toke.
There is a lot of bong
toke. I will say that. There's lots of bong toke. But you think it's just a bunch of hooks. There's a lot of hookers.
There's actually mostly,
no, there's zero hookstresses anymore. There's no ladies of the evening any longer. Fellas, whatever.
Yeah, sorry to burst everyone's
bubble.
Yeah,
you guys, it's really just a lot of Instagram scrolling. Very boring. All the actions in the crowd.
Oh, man.
But sometimes we'll catch ourselves in being like that, and we'll be like, we need to turn some music on and let's take a shot and like, let's smoke a joint. And,
what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're not dead.
We all catch ourselves being like,
dude, we talk about it all the time, of like, oh my God, rock stars from the past would look at rock stars now and just be like, just what?
Turning in their grave, man.
But do remember this, because I was there, and we talked about this a little bit before the show. You came in on and into Sublime with Rome in 2012 or 13, you said?
July 2012.
And they started in 2010. And this was right when the Dirty Heads you know, blew up with Lay Me Down, and that was the exact same time that Sublime with Rome blew up right at the start. I was lucky enough to be asked by Duddy to go on tour with them, you know, to help just whatever, do stuff like that, day-to-day stuff for them. And I went, and it was pretty in 2010. The walls were getting broken. I've seen Rome, we talked about it on the show, throw champagne bottles through walls. I've seen nudity, I've seen craziness, I've seen all the fun shit. It was rad. Maybe that was like the last moment of that.
You're catching the tail
end.
We had like a few years. Well, all of our van years. We had like, you know, we did eight, nine years in the van, and we were all just like pretty much just turning 21 and shit, you know, whatever.
Those times are just naturally more wild, I think.
Wild.
Anyways.
You know, so we were just all just going fucking 100 miles per hour at all times, just woo. You know, because that's the only way you can get through those type of tours.
Yep.
The crazy long drives in a van every night, showing up to just bars and little shitholes every single day, making $0. You're partying. That's how you get through that. You know. So we had our time.
The only way to fall asleep,
paying dues.
Yes, paying your dues. Yep.
That's not a thing anymore either. Now you just go on TikTok and then bam, you're on K-Rock. It's like,
little nip slip or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, whatever. Oh my God, a sex video leaked.
Whoops a daisy. And Travis Barker's playing drums for me. All right, dude.
Oh my goodness.
Good old times.
Oh wow.
So, we forgot we were recording a show. We just started talking about the old times. We did get the tail end. We got a fun several years of actually being complete degenerate.
We had
just
a handful
idiots.
Of bus years still where we were just going crazy, and our first couple buses
and Rome as well. He was right there.
Rome too. Yep. We've talked about it on the show. So I think we had all the 8 years or so in a van, and then we had one tour in an RV that Fox let us borrow. We've talked about that company.
Fox, like motor racing.
And
like,
that thing was probably destroyed.
We destroyed that. We didn't even have a driver. Like, it was like, we're driving it ourselves and shit. We destroyed that thing.
That's
and
the then, famous piss waterfall.
Piss waterfall story. Yeah, oh, that God. Thing we've talked about.
Your guys' crew, honestly, you guys have more antics going on, I feel like, on your bus than we do.
Dude, when the Dirty Heads first hit it big, like that, this was early like days of YouTube or any type of that. You guys were internet antics guys.
Totally.
There was a lot of videos that had shitloads of views online of these guys just being complete insane people backstage. It was a pretty fun time.
Yeah. So yeah, we had like, I'd say 3 years or so while we were still going pretty hard in buses, and then it just slowed down quick.
Dude.
It was like overnight, like it was like one tour we were just all assholes, and like the next tour it was like, let's get to bed at a reasonable hour, you know?
It's social media too.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it's
totally.
It's for a good reason. Because look, in the 80s, there was probably such horrifying,
oh,
debaucherous things happening
but
to people
didn't
backstage.
But you didn't have to worry about anyone seeing
one.
It.
You just had to
no
take
one.
Someone's word for it.
Oh, yeah. You think it's bad now. I'm sure every president of the United States banged 75,000 chicks across the world. It just nobody ever
you
could
think?
Prove it. Now you can't even look at anyone and you're busted and kicked off Twitter. You're like, that's where we're at. But we got those last few years before all that social media shit was crazy, and it was just, it was fun times. Thank God. I always say it's just like, we remember before computers.
Yep.
We remember when we had to stand up, walk over to our TV and turn a dial to get a different channel. Like, I'm so glad I remember that, because that's never again.
Yeah.
Unless all the power goes out in the world and then we're fucked anyway. But that's never again. We remember a simpler time. But it's good that we got the social media, I'm sure. Saving a lot of young lives.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if it is, but
yeah, you're right. It's actually probably making things worse. Yeah. Who knows? It might be better if we just turn it all off.
Oy. Oh man. But well, we kind of jumped right into it, like you said. But before we started today, Jake, you did tell me that you saw someone that you thought maybe should be slapped or something.
Yeah, Duddy did not have a you should be shot or you should be stabbed or murdered of any kind today. But I do, Duddy. I do. I went to the park and I saw a guy that I forgot about this guy. I went to the park with my son. I'm playing on the playground. My wife, my son, it's a beautiful day. And there are two guys playing basketball. There's this
one-on-one.
One-on-one, dude. Both two wildly unathletic fellas playing a game of hoop on a nice sunny day down at the park. It's just a little park and it's only a half court. It's this little half court. And so I'm doing the thing on the slide with my son, and all of a sudden I hear one of the guys. He's all, no, that's not a check. This is a check. And I like, it starts there. And I look up and I see this poor kid. I said, you can tell that one of the guys is trying to have a good time. And the other guy is the guy that I forgot existed. The
sweatband. And
it was, he had a Southern accent.
Okay.
Not that that's a bad thing, but this guy did. He was kind of, he looked like he did 2 years in the Marines and then was dishonorably discharged. One of those guys, like kind of buff, but you know, the tight haircut, little accent, kind of walking with his chest out, puffing the
just
chest. The wild card dude. He's got the super long basketball gym shorts on. We were just like, those are long enough that it shows that style is not a factor. You're just an animal out here, dude. These are, you know, this is a horrifying, this is like you're arrested in these shorts only, right? He's shirtless. He's got a couple little stray tattoos, sort of buff. You probably wouldn't want to fight him. He's like thick. You don't want to fight this guy. And he's a wild card and he's wearing those shorts, which means he'll bite you. He'll poke eyes. This guy's a fucking monster. So I hear him. He's yelling at this poor kid about how to check the ball, right? You know, this is a check. And the kid's all, okay. And then I see this kind of chubby little kid burn him, go around him and hit a layup.
Oh, yeah.
And then he checks the ball to this loudmouth guy. And he goes 3-0. And he checks the ball to the guy. The guy goes 3-1. And I'm like, babe, I go, let's just watch it. You know, and then the kid's all, you didn't score yet. He's all, yes, I did. Made a layup. And the kid's like, okay, 3-1. And then this went on for a couple more points. And then the poor kid went, I quit. He's all, you know what? I'm done. And I walked away. And the other guy goes, all right, well, I won. And I just went, I forgot this guy existed.
Wow.
You went to the park to shoot some hoops. An asshole walks up, says, let's play a game.
Yeah.
And then immediately starts yelling at you. And I remember this. Have you ever had this?
Oh, it's just the over the top park athlete guy who's, you know, acting like the pickup game at the park is, you know, the championship.
Dude.
And he's going to win money and a trophy at
the end of it. It was unreal. I just forgot it was a thing. I haven't played a basketball at a park in 15 years.
I went through a phase where I was going to the park playing basketball. We had a group of friends and we would do it all the time. And we'd go and we'd get into pickup games and we'd do all that. And 90% of the time is great and you had fun. Mm-hmm. But you get the guys, or you get the couple guys that come and they're like, oh, we're going to come and run these courts, you know, and they're just, everything's over the top. And then it's worse though, when you actually like get put on their team and then you're
like, you got to work with them.
And they're like throwing passes like 900 miles per hour at you and just fucking smash it. You're like, come on, guy, what are you doing? They got knee pads and
it bummed me out. I saw the stress on the poor dude's face. That was like, I thought we were just going to play one-on-one. Yeah. This got serious. So
can we
fast.
Just play horse or something? Like,
And he just like demoralized and like was just looking at his cell phone, just trying to not make eye contact, and then he just went home. And I'm like, wow, life is still a thing.
And
you know?
it's from a movie too. I want to say, what is it? I forget the movie, but I remember playing against this guy too. The old guy who shows up and you know gets in the pickup game, and he's got a tank top on, super duper hairy, super duper sweaty.
Cable guy.
Is it Cable?
I think it's Cable Guy, where he jumps and just slides the face up the chest.
And it's just the sweat, the hairy sweat all up and down you. And you're like, dude, just fucking take the lane. I don't care. Just go.
Score, have 100 points,
I'd rather lose every game for the rest of my life than touch you.
It was a thing, man. So anyway, that's all. I don't know if this guy should be shot for sure, because he seems like he's probably going to murder someone within a week. But I don't know where. I don't know. What would you do to this guy if you had seen this man at the park?
I would probably shoot him in the ankle.
An ankle shot.
Yeah, because then he can't really play basketball.
Does he recover all the way?
He recovers enough to where he can go and he can play like around the world, and he can play horse, and he can play things like
only
that.
Only shot-based games.
But you can't be one-on-one in anymore.
No
dude.
More driving the lane. No more bodying up on poor kids at the park.
No more talking shit.
Oh, dude. Lee, what's the punishment?
Oh, man. Someone like that, they need a broken toe, something to where they can't come out the next day.
That is exactly what he needs.
Pop something a finger. Like a, maybe nothing like, maybe he doesn't need to be shot, but he needs to be.
See, I agree. It's like
he needs to be put in some sort of place.
I think we should ask Steven Seagal.
You know, sometimes when you go down to the local park, Daddy, some people think they're above the rim. Cheap fouls, bullying you around. Here's what I like to do. Everybody's elbow bends one way. I like to bend it the other way. And then they'll know that they're not above the rim.
Yeah, that's actually pretty sound advice from Steve Seagal. What do you think about that? Like a broken elbow?
I mean, Steven Seagal is a legend. So if that's what he's saying that needs to be done, he's the master at inflicting bodily harm.
And he sounded calm.
On his victims. Mm-hmm.
And reasonable when he said it.
Yeah. I would take his advice.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, he'll be able to play basketball again.
Right.
But for a bit, he's going to have to think about not being such an asshole.
Until then, he's going to bend his elbow out of the socket or whatever the fuck he's.
So it's not a you should be shot. It's not a you should be slapped. It's a you should be snapped.
You should have a broken bone.
You should be snapped.
Your arm should be somewhat dislocated. Compound fracture.
It's just hard to market that. This is our segment called Your Arm Should Be Dislocated, some sort of compound.
Oh, I got it. This segment's called Fractured.
You should be fractured, Luke. Throw a fractured arm sound.
Shit.
All right, so that's all, dude. So Duddy didn't run into anybody. I did run into park asshole basketball guy, and I just forgot that he was a thing. That's about it for me this week, dude. Pretty positive, Duddy. That was a really good segment.
That was really, really good.
I'm glad we did it. So, Duddy, why don't you tell everybody, here's the thing that we've been wanting to kind of plug. Here's every time we're done with an episode, we go, we should have plugged the bunker on Facebook and told people about this. We always forget. Yeah. Duddy, tell
so
everybody.
So what the bunker is there's been a group that was formed on Facebook. It's called the FGWD Bunker. And really what it is it's just a bunch of listeners and you know, it's a community that they've created over there, and they just talk about a lot of things that go on the show. And a lot they talk about of what goes on also on our Patreon show. We do have a Patreon page where we do a bonus episode every month called the Monday Morning Hangover. So there's all sorts of inside jokes and things happening over on the Bunker page. So if you are listening and you enjoy the show and you want to talk with other people who are, you know, enjoying the show as well, head on over to the FGWD Bunker page on Facebook.
Go do that.
It's actually it is a community.
It is a lot of fun.
They make memes about us, which is hilarious. We see them, we laugh. And then the best part is they kind of break down each segment of the show and kind of everybody discusses the segments. They talk shit on us. Mm-hmm. We see that too. And then sometimes we talk shit on them. That's what we do. It's fun. I mean, it's a conversation, but
it's fun.
We've been meaning to tell you guys, like, that's pretty much, it's real world life shit over there. We'll call you out, and we want to start bringing some of the wilder posts or whatever, the posts that we deem fun. We want to bring them to the show and comment on them. So I guess the more of you that are in there, the more fun that will be, the more people we'll have to make fun of. That's what it is. All right, Duddy. So we're going to talk to you about some personal scary possible things, maybe some Eric Wilson stories that you have coming up from some like cool shit like that. But this is a part of the show, Lee, that we do. Now, you know people that talk about conspiracy queries, right? Conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it. My bad. I did it backwards. Conspiracy theories. They come to your house. They ruin your party. They corner people. They tell them uranium's underneath the pyramids and the right. And you're like, okay, great. Duddy loves that stuff, but he doesn't have any theories. He has something called a conspiracy query, where he just tells you something he heard, and then it's up to you to decide, you know,
it's
whether
left
you believe
up to interpretation.
Exactly. Duddy, he's looking for it right now, but he's going to explain it again to
So
Duddy.
This is a conspiracy query. Okay. This isn't a theory. I'm not trying to convince you that this is real. I'm not saying that, you know, I came up with this. I'm just simply asking if you believe in conspiracy queries. Sure. All right. And this one.
No, I do.
Yeah. Okay. He does.
Okay.
And this, you'll believe in this. And this is, you know, we're taking you guys on a journey around the globe. And today we're stopping in our great nation's capital, Jake, Kansas.
Of course.
All right. And this one is called Stoll's Gateway to Hell.
Hell yeah.
The tiny town of Stoll has counted very few residents since it was founded in 1856. The most famous is rumored to be Lucifer himself, Jake, who some say appears at the town cemetery on Halloween and spring equinox. They say he uses the site where a roofless church once stood as a portal to and from hell. Some say that he's drawn to the site of frequent witch hangings. Others believe one of the graves actually contains Satan's own child. Either way, new graves continue to be dug despite signs warning against trespassers, perhaps referring directly to the Prince of Darkness himself or the cults that are rumored to flock the grounds.
Bro, what the fuck? What was that?
What? Wait, so...
So you don't believe it? You said you believe.
I don't believe that.
What?
Am I allowed to disagree?
No. Yeah, you can say, no, we often do disagree. But so they're saying Satan shows up twice a year?
What's the name of Lucifer's kid? Did he have a name?
The Prince of Darkness. That's Damien.
Damien. That's right. It's all for you, Damien. Remember?
So Damien was buried there. One of the graves actually contains Satan's own child. So Damien is born is buried there.
In fucking Kansas, huh?
In Kansas, in Stoll's Gateway to Hell. I mean, it's got all the facts right here. It
says all laid out.
Are those facts? Wow,
it
so that's
says
crazy.
That he appears at the town cemetery mm-hmm. on Halloween and the spring equinox.
I like
so
that
twice
one too.
A
it's
year.
Like, yeah, why the spring? Why I'm spring? Here on Halloween. You're like, I get it. And the spring equinox.
You're like, what? Well, that's not very Satan-y.
And also Groundhog's Day. Well, what? Why? Yeah, okay.
Lincoln's birthday. Wait, Satan, now you're just showing up.
I think Arbor Day. I like to show up. Support of the trees.
All right, Satan, we're getting a little sick of you showing up, okay?
We get it, dude.
Yeah.
I like to show up on National Taco Day. I'm like, all right, Satan, dude.
I'll get the Diablo sauce.
You guys mind if I smoke?
Go for it. Yeah. Like no. How polite is Lee? Is it okay if I disagree on this program?
Is it okay if I smoke?
Well, you know.
So you're saying
you're going to get fucking, you know, banned from your guys' circle from the bunker.
You can't get banned from here. It's impossible.
So are you saying that you don't believe that Satan shows up twice a year in Stoll's Gateway because his son Damien was born there?
Well, I think there might not be enough going on in Kansas to where they had to make up a story like that.
Okay.
To really kind of lure people in.
Well, I got an idea.
To visit.
What's the population of this city?
It says that a tiny town of Stoll has counted a very few residents since it was founded in 1856.
Population is unclear.
What if it was, I think there's 666 people.
Oh, Duddy, look what you just did.
Population never changes.
I like that.
Now I believe it.
Yeah.
If someone new comes in, someone dies.
Yes.
Immediately.
You can move here, but you must kill one of us.
One of us.
I kind of like it.
I like this.
Ooh. All right. So
I believe that one.
I believe it too. And that was kind of creepy.
Kind of creepy.
Let's stay in the creepy vibe.
Mm-hmm. Let's live like right in this creepy zone right here.
Lee has told us that he may have a scary zone story for us. Luke, hit that creepy music.
Okay. So, allegedly.
Good word.
Okay, so Rome and I lived in a house in Hollywood.
Okay.
And it was like a big studio house. Daddy had recorded, we made a bunch of records over there.
Yeah.
So, Dave Floral, Dirty Head's bassist, came out to work on his Stone Soup project, a solo thing he was doing a couple years ago. And he pulls up on his motorcycle in the driveway. And then out the corner of my eye, I see our 60-year-old neighbor named Luis beeline it up the street, up Honey Drive.
Yeah.
And she's a punisher. Every time she comes over, she's just like wants to talk for like 20 minutes and stuff. So anyways, see her walking up. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, this is going to suck. And then, so anyways, you know, Dave's taking his helmet off, the gloves, whatever, all the, you know, the riding fucking jackets and all that shit. And she comes up to me and she's like, hey, this lady Louise, she's like pointing at the studio house and she's like, hey, have you guys noticed anything weird happening in that long room right there? And that was my room. That was my studio room. And I was like, no, why? And she's like, oh, well, a lady died in there of cancer, like, I don't know, like 10 years ago or something, and the house is haunted. The whole house is haunted by now.
Who and, just walks up, I right? love that, and just, hey, did you know?
And Dave, mind you, I barely said hello to him, so he's looking at me like, who the fuck is this lady? And where am I about to go record right now? And like,
that is amazing.
But so like, you know, it's obviously it's not that scary, but we ended up like playing pranks on each other in the house after that. Like one of our one buddies, this guy named Brandon, who had a studio in there, we took like little baby hands, our buddy Flick did, little baby hands, put them in mud and smeared mud on the back of his studio chair.
Oh, baby and when hand he mud? Came,
yeah. It looked like some little kid was trying to escape fucking whatever, but
so all of us
were kind of in on this joke.
I'm buried under the house.
And he, dude, our boy Brandon was freaked out, like something was actually fucking going on. But we were all like, fucking, yeah. Like,
he comes running out, dude, who is in my studio?
Everyone's like, it's not me. My hands are way too big.
Dude, let me see your hands. Let me see your hands.
Fucking,
bro, those are baby hands.
But honestly, like in that house, I swear to God, like there was either like people. Like all of us fucking with each other, but I used to sleep there at night. So, you know, sometimes I'd sleep in an empty fucking house and there would be times where I would like, there was one specific time where the shutters on the blinds, like acted like someone was kind of pushing on it.
Oh,
you know?
Shit.
And I knew no one was there. So
creepy times.
I was,
I'm mad at Luis.
Luis?
Yeah.
I get it though. We all know her. Yeah,
she was a nice lady. She did like voiceovers in Hollywood, so she was just like this, you know. She's like, I had lived on the street for 40 years, and okay. She was like, we could tell that she didn't like us very. Like
she was like, these are nice boys.
Yeah. These are nice boys, yeah. Whatever. But we were so loud.
Oh yeah.
Like four studios, like rolling. Fucking all day long, all through the night.
Yeah.
The cops used to come. The cops used to come and just be like, turn it down, the ladies. But Luis, you don't have to.
Yeah.
The cops are all, by the way, someone died in there. All right. Thanks, guys.
I guess it ain't that fucking scary, but.
You know. No, but just funny. Everyone's got that neighbor. I know, and I love how you said she's a Punisher. There's always that neighbor. Where you're like, you almost want to like drive past your house. Mm. You're like, I'm going to pull into my driveway. Oh no, there's the Punisher.
Rome would always be
this
like,
this could be 20 minutes.
I'm not home.
Yep, I'm not home.
Because she'd always ask for Rome. I would have to be the guy to fucking always like face her and shit. Like she would always catch me, but she would never catch Rome. And like Rome would like literally drive away and she'd be like, hey, like, trying to get his attention, and he would spot her
later.
Dude, are you doing the backing away move where you're just taking steps back as you talk?
Check the phone.
Just giving every international
one step back,
signal.
Check the phone.
Okay, Luis.
She didn't pick up on it.
Okay, nope. Luis. The Punisher never does.
She was too old.
Yeah.
God bless her soul. We wish her the best.
We do.
She did call the cops on you every one of those times. So another thing everybody loves is, okay, Eric Wilson, dude. Yeah. Eric Wilson, if you guys don't know who's listening, he's the bass player for Sublime. He still plays with Sublime with Rome. Lee's in the band. And he's just an absolute unique character. And he's a, you know, wild unicorn of, just there's no one else like him. And he has crazy stories. We've told many of them on the show. You got one, dude. Any little thing. So many of them are incriminating that you can't.
Let's see. Like, I don't know. I guess like one PG kind of rated PG kind of story. I mean, he's notorious for like going to pawn shops like a couple hours before we go on stage. Like he'll be like, we're on stage at 6. At 4, he's like, I'm going to go to the pawn shop. Like it's literally, you know, 10 minutes away. And don't worry, I'll be back. And then Eric Friedman is our road manager, and he's kind of like in charge of making sure we're all where we need to be, like when we're supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, he's, you know, freaking out, you know, obviously nervous that he's not going to make it back in time for good reasons. And so he's out, and literally, like, we're all side stage, like, the intro music's like kind of rolling.
Oh,
like
God.
We got like, you know, 5 minutes before we walk on, and Eric's nowhere to be found. And, you know, Cheese is freaking out. He's like, where is he? Friedman's freaking out. And sure enough, like you hear a motorcycle roll up and it's pouring rain, and Wilson rolls up basically no shirt on, in board shorts, drenched by the rain, driving up in the rain, drives up on the deck, puts his bass on and gets on stage. And
yep.
I mean, there's probably 10 million stories like that.
That's such a perfect Eric Wilson story too.
I remember back.
He's so
like we
fucking
were
awesome.
2010
dude.
Yeah. With Eric, that stuff.
Eric's like definitely the most like unique person, like you were saying, like I've ever met, but also like one of the most like kind hearted, like generous people I've ever met. And he's like one of the smartest people I've ever met too, which is not something that he kind of puts on. Like he's like a music fucking almanac. Like
oh,
that guy
totally.
Can tell you everything about all types of different genres and shit. But shout out to Eric. Love you, buddy. Shout out to Eric, dude.
One more story. We got to compile them. We've got enough now.
We've got a lot of Eric stories, and they're always so just amazing. And yeah. And something that's not amazing are these guys that are coming in right now. Jake, I see them.
Oh, is that happening?
So
right now?
We got
who are these guys?
We've got.
We're about to find out. Finally,
we've got the stoner guys from 420/7 News. They're coming in. They heard that LD was going to be here today, and they really wanted to come in and talk to him. But before we get into that, we got the sponsors, and after the sponsors, we actually got a special guest coming in, guys. I ran into him the other day at Cheese's house, And it's Sean Denver. And for you guys who, out there who don't know who that is, it's John Denver's his cousin.
Yeah, I didn't know about this one either, guys. This is a Duddy thing.
I didn't know about this until this past weekend when I went over to Cheese's. I met him, and Cheese was like, oh, yeah, this is Sean Denver. This is John Denver's cousin. And I was like, cool. Didn't think anything about it. He was a super nice guy. And while we were hanging out, he told me a pretty crazy story. And I asked him if he'd come over today and share it with you guys. So you guys will hear that in a little bit. But first, let's let these idiots in.
All right, Duddy, let's get out of here. Luke, play their stupid music, and we'll see you guys in a minute.
Are you ready, bro?
I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Yes. Dude, took it.
Sick can be.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi, everybody. It's your boy, Snake OG, and my partner here, Blonde Marley. Say what's up, BM.
What's up? How are you guys doing today? And before we even first off getting going into it, I notice over here that LD is smoking on a super dank Hooter the size of a small Louisville Slugger.
Dude, he is, dude. He's definitely smoking a little banger right there.
Nice, and that's observation, good to see. Dudes.
Sick observation. Thank you for thanking us for observating that,
big
dude.
Word.
You're already sick, dude. We knew you would be. But anyway, guys, look, real quick. Things are going great in Escondido.
Where Snake had his
first burrito, dude. You guys remember. Things are going good with us. The Galians are great. We're smoking space weed out of square bongs, dude. All is well. We just wanted to give you an update. Life's never been so good, dude. So let's get right into it. BM, dude.
So first off, we just want to say super big fan of yours. Super big fan of your
seeing you.
Likewise, guys. I've heard a lot about you guys, too.
What?
You guys are fucking the infamous fucking stoners, bro. What?
No fucking way, dude. Best ever, dude.
Fucking Snake OG or whatever your name is.
That's fucking my name. That is what it is. Sick.
You're verified, right, on Instagram?
Absolutely not, dude. I don't know what that means, but sick. Thank you.
All right.
Sick. You're verified, right? That sounds like that's cool lingo. I'm going to say that to people now. I'm going to be like, hey, what's up, bro? You're verified?
Verified.
Just like, you know, give him a high five and shit. But all BM, right. Dude, you've been the question asker, dude. You've been the punisher.
I remember.
I heard that earlier.
I'll never forget the first time I saw you, Cali Roots. I was in the crowd, and I'm watching Sublime with Rome play. And I was like, if I ever get the chance to ask Lee a question, this is the question I want to ask this guy.
Dude, are you going to ask him?
So I know that you're like playing with Sublime with Rome.
He's fucking asking.
And I know you like hanging out with Rome. And you guys are like on the tour and you're always like on the road and you play like reggae fests.
Dude, he's getting to it.
Do you ever get
free
weed?
Yes.
Oh, sick. It's my little favorite. I knew the answer was yes, but when you hear it, dude, it solidifies everything he thought you knew.
Oh, incredible, man. Right?
Oh, it's just wild, dude. So bags, dang. Jars or bags?
Fucking bags and bags.
Bags and bags, dude. More than one bag.
Bags.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking bags.
Oh, this is sick. Should he be the third guy in the studio? You want to move to Escondido, dude, and live in a studio with us?
Sure, bro.
Sick. Dude, you ever smoke space weed out of a square bong?
I am right now, bro.
Oh, fucking this guy's heavy, dude. BM, dude, hit him with another stinger, dude. Oh,
okay.
Just absolutely interrogate him, dude. Go for it. Got him, dude. Go get him.
All right, so I noticed that you wear spectacles.
Investigate them, dude.
Have you ever been like outside on a super sunny day?
Oh, what's he asking?
And like taking off your spectacles.
This is gonna be a sick question.
And like had the sun go through it and heat up your crispy nugs.
Oh, dude.
My what now?
Your crispy nugs.
My crispy nugs? My weed?
Yeah, dude. Super crispy nugs.
So like the sun was coming through my glasses and it made my nugs crispy.
He's asking if you've used your glasses to use like a magnifying glass.
Yeah. No, but that's a fucking solid.
Oh!
That's a solid stoner move.
All right, well, I can't. Okay, then one more question.
Hit him with another one, dude, BM. That was a weird question, dude.
Can we take some of your free weed and use your glasses to smoke some hay with?
Absolutely.
Sick! Dude, I think he was a full-blown fucking weed legend, dude.
Fucking legend.
Oh, fucking BM, dude. They're flashing the green light at us. That means get the fuck out of here, dude. We know what it is, dude. Anything you want to say, dude, before I send us away at BM? Any sick questions?
I don't think so, man.
Dude, LD, you're the best, dude. Come to Escondido with us after the show. Move in. It's a studio apartment. We live with two gay guys from space. We call them Galians, and we smoke space weed out of a square bong. Dude, it's a long backstory. We'll fill you in Escondido. I'm Snake OG saying puff tough, and this is my boy BM saying...
Stay crispy.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that I do hate them.
Yeah, no, I don't like them either. No, yeah, I've decided.
I almost thought that I was kind of starting to come around on them, but no.
The last 2 weeks, I was like, these guys aren't that bad. And then I saw them today. I'm like, nope, they're that bad and they're worse than what they were.
Who let them in? Those guys were fucking weird, bro.
We don't know how they get in. We don't really
And we wouldn't let them.
It.
For some reason, our listeners like them.
Yeah, they love them. Okay. They just love them.
Fair enough.
That shows you how smart our listeners are.
Yeah, we're really dumb. So,
but I will say so.
God damn it. Oh boy. In the middle of Jakeuary, this happens.
Oh man. But it does always feel good when they leave.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Dude.
And speaking of feeling good, we have some sponsors on the show that make us feel great. And first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this company. We love this product. I use it every single day. You've heard the story. I take the drops every single morning when I wake up. I love the way it makes me feel. And also, I get crazy like aches and pains in my wrists and in my fingers when I'm playing guitar a lot, and especially when it's freezing. And it's always freezing in this bunker, even with the space heaters.
Oh, my God.
In here,
my hands
cold.
Are freezing because the space heater is hitting our legs.
So
you can't win.
I get lots of aches and pains in there, but what I since I've been on a steady diet of CBD, I've noticed it happens way less frequent than it used to, but it still does come back every now and then. And they've got these great products like a roll-on, almost icy hot situation, and they've got just some great balms and rubs that you can use. And if you're anyone out there with like aches and pains and whatnot, and you're using a lot of over-the-counter pain medicines, give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best, and it's much healthier for you.
And like actually, right now we puffed a Koi CBD joint. Yeah. The show, LD's puffing on one right now. As
this
we
is
speak.
My third one.
Yeah, you're all fucking cool. You're CBD'd out. Yeah, Duddy was like, "Hey, dude, check it out, you guys. Some CBD joints." So we roasted them up.
Yep. So
LD,
super cool.
Puffing tall.
And if you head over to koicbd.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. That's right. And also, plugins, keychains. I'm looking for my thing here. This is an awesome product, guys. I've had one of these on my wall at home for years. And what it is, it's like a replica of a guitar amp head, and it's a keychain holder. So it comes with 4 1/4-inch cables that are keychains. You put your keys on it. This is on your wall. When you get home, you just plug your keys in. You always know where they are. And when you got to go somewhere, you just boom, and you're on your way. It looks super cool. The keychains, it's awesome. It's nice and small too. It's not all bulky. And it's just it's a great gift. If you know anyone out there who plays guitar or just a music fan, get them one of these. You're going to be a hero. They're going to love you. And if you go over to plugins keychains, that's plural, and plugins is with a Z, plugins keychains.com, get yourself a jack rack, put in code DuddyB at checkout, and you will get 20% off of every single order that you ever do. You heard it here, people. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Every order you do.
Every time
you
ever
order that
you
ever do, you've heard it here.
All right, so that was cool, and I do see him pulling up right now. I told you guys before, we have a super special guest here today, Sean Denver. It is John Denver's cousin. I ran into him this weekend over at Cheese's house. He told me a cool story. I thought he should come in and share it with you guys. So let's bring him on over here.
This is insane. What a guesty day.
What a
dude.
Guesty day.
Steven Seagal We got Lee with us all day, and yeah. Now Sean Denver, John Denver's cousin.
I mean, when you have the chance to,
I'm most excited about that. Seagal is cool, but you know, Sean Denver.
I don't know.
He sounds like a legend.
I've never heard of him till right now, but John Denver's cousin, dude. Why not?
Dude, that counts for something.
Dude, I'm telling you, you have the chance to get John Denver's cousin on the show. You do it.
You don't say no. All right. Well, welcome to the show, man. Good. That's cool.
Hey, man. Yeah. Thanks for having me down here, guys.
Yeah, man. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. So I was hanging over at my friend Cheese's house this weekend, and I ran into Duddy, and I was telling him a crazy story, and he asked me if I'd come down here and share it with you guys.
I love that. So tell us.
Well, you guys know my cousin, John Denver.
Yeah.
Correct.
And you know his song, he's got a very famous song, Country Road.
Yeah. Great song.
Well, truth be had, that I actually wrote that song, and he stole it from me.
Get out of here. That's a pretty hard claim.
That's a claim. Duddy did not say anything. He's just like, dude, I got Sean Denver coming in. I'm like, who?
Dude, I told you guys. I told you that he had a crazy story, and he wanted to come down and share it. So, yep. So what had happened is I was having some family over, and John had come by like he always did, and I was sitting out on my back porch, and I was singing a sad song I'd made because I'd lost my favorite cat.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't think anything about it. And years later, I hear on the radio a song, and I'm like, hey, wait a second. That sounds just like the song I wrote about my cat. And guess who it was by?
Your cousin?
My cousin, John Denver.
God, John and Dan's.
What a crook.
No way. So, okay, you're dicking around. Did you have a band, or were you just messing around?
No, I didn't have a band. I just would sit on my back porch, and I would play my acoustic guitar. And John came by, he heard me playing a song, and apparently he liked it enough to steal it from me.
Get the
I actually have a guitar here right now. I can play it. I can play you the original of Country Road.
Okay.
And it was awesome. A song I wrote. It was about this is about my favorite cat that I lost. And this is how it went. It went, Calico, please come home to the place you belong. Here on my back porch, that's where I'm from. Take me home.
Beautiful.
Calico. So yeah, there was a
obvious
was a song.
He obviously stole that from
he
you.
He definitely stole it. I like Calico better. It makes more sense.
So, and then it was a sad song about a cat, not about a country road.
Fuck. Wow.
Did you say anything?
Mind blown.
By the time I was going to able to call him out on it, he was long gone. So
he waited a while.
Well, oh. I live very, very distant. I didn't hear the song until years after it was out. So.
Wow. Well, that's a heavy story. Thank you for... Have you told anyone else that? I've never heard this. This is not something I've ever heard.
Well, you know, I don't want to tarnish his name. And it's not going to bring
you
my cat back.
You just did.
You
did.
Now you're ready to. And it's not going to bring your cat back. That is true.
Well, the reason I am out here on the show is to actually let anyone know if they see a one-eyed calico running around out there. That's my
cat.
At
this point, you'd be about 62 years old.
Yeah, it's got nine lives.
Oh,
right. All right, well, I got to go.
Calico. Wow.
Sean Denver.
Duddy. What a get, dude. What a get. To play a song, too.
Dang, yeah.
I think he wanted to set, he like came here today to set the record straight.
I think
about his cousin, who's just not very, you know, what a crook.
Dude, what the hell just happened?
Is that that's a conspiracy query right there, huh?
That could have been involved in the query.
Are you seeing
something?
No,
in the bunker?
I thought I saw people walking around.
Duddy's seeing. Dude, there's play the scary man. Music, Luke. Duddy's seeing things. Well, that was really cool. And then he just really just disappeared really quick.
He just was gone as quick as he came.
Well, I hope you can have him come back. I mean, I guess he's a friend of Cheese's, so that'll be great. What are you looking at, Dad? Are you still
I
seeing
I
something?
I saw people walking into that door. Could be wrong.
Coming down into the bunker. Well, maybe Sean's on his way out right there. Did he leave the door open? Luke, make sure Sean Denver didn't leave the door open. All right, cool. Luke's taking care of that.
All righty.
Well, yeah. That was a straight up banger, dude. So what are we doing now? Are we just getting into the questions?
I think we're just going to get into some Q&A and then we're out.
This might be a 4-star show by the end of this episode.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, let's get up. Let's get the Q here. All right. Here comes Luke. Pull the Q&A back up. Front door's closed. Denver's out of here.
I'll pull it up on my phone right here.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
Oh, you're done.
I'm just going to go from the phone. Okay. Oh, my phone's about to die.
Uh-oh, yikes.
Actually, will you go? Luke, will you plug this in? Because it's actually running the camera. This is great podding right now.
Oh, this is 3-star pod right here.
All right, so you got to scroll down because I already answered half of these on the Monday morning show.
Yeah, so as you guys know, the question segment, all these questions come from our Patreon page. If you want to get four extra episodes a month and be able to ask questions that we answer on the show, go sign up.
Keep going.
Patreon.com. Feeling good with Doug.
That's good right there.
All right,
let's start here.
That one is kind of an inside baseball one. That top one.
We are going to start with Christy Disney Blonde Gilroy. She says, when will the P.O. Box be ready for use? I have some things to send each of you. Nothing creepy, I swear. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Actually, we talked about that today. I'm probably going to set the P.O. Box up today. And on the news of people sending stuff, we got Kimmy's package.
Oh, yes. P.S. Like Daddy said, by next episode, we'll have a P.O. box for you guys. You can send us stuff. And we did have some people send us some things to a different location.
We've heard there's a bunch of other packages waiting for us at the address. So if you've sent something, we probably have gotten it, just haven't picked it up yet. But we did get Kimmy's package. I put on a full hazmat suit and I just torched it.
Set it aflame. And we thank you, Kimmy. Kimmy, you're the best. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Kimmy, though. We do appreciate it. It was very nice of you. Let's see here. Cindy says, my question is for Jake. Why won't you add us on Facebook? Do you hate us?
Yeah, we got a lot of... This is for all of us. Let's set the record straight on this. Yes, I hate all of you a lot. And that's why I won't accept any of your friend requests. No, because I don't give a shit about like Facebook. I have a lot of friend requests sitting in the like waiting zone in my personal Facebook. Duddy's already maxed out at 5,000 friends. He has no room. I just never even open that up to see that there's anyone trying to be my friend.
I didn't know that I had to actually press accept until very recently.
I haven't been on Facebook in 8 years.
The only thing I do on Facebook is a little live morning show that I do. And then we have the FGWD bunker, which I look at every once in a while. So if you want to hang out with me on Facebook, go to the Morning Ride Show on Facebook, and that's where I go live and I talk to people, I hang out. So there you go.
Jesse Rules says, favorite type of sword. I'm expecting Duddies to be a cutlass, but it's never good to assume. You know what? I do love a cutlass. And for those who don't know what that is, it's like the curvy kind of pirate sword. That's a cutlass. Mm-hmm. Oh, those are pretty dope. I do like that. I mean, a good old fashioned samurai sword's pretty dope.
I'm thinking samurai. Yeah. Just like the old, like Conan the Barbarian. Mm-hmm. That's a heavy sword. What good is it if you're dead before you even swing it? You want the speed.
Ooh, I know my favorite sword, Jake.
What's that?
Fish.
Come on, guys. Fun. Isn't he fun?
God.
All right. A lot of fun.
She who shall not be named. If you ever listen to Sirius/XM radio, what is your favorite station? Huh?
Do not.
I do actually. I love the classic rewind. I love the classic vinyl. I listen to the joint every now and then, but that's so hit or miss. And I listen to a lot of the comedy stations as well. And Jason Ellis, I listen to that. So, those are the things.
Oh, he got fired.
He did?
Yeah, Jason Ellis got fired from Sirius. So now.
Oh, now he's over with Lance.
That's right. Yep, that's right.
His show's hilarious.
With our buddy Lance, who's going to, you know, help us out on this show as well. And now they're building a whole new thing for Jason Ellis. So he's going to do great.
Another one from Jesse. She says, can we hear And It Stoned Me on the podcast or get a tutorial? Yes, you actually can totally do that. And, yes, I'll totally give you a tutorial. for those of you who don't know, over on our Patreon page, not only do we do 4 bonus episodes every month, I also do once a month, I do a guitar tutorial on a Dirty Head song, and I walk you through how to play it, and then I play the song for you. If that sounds good to you, head on over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithdirty and sign on up. Kevin Torbeck says, with everything at Cutlass being 50% off, when are we going to be seeing the new stuff? That's a great question. Yeah, everything right now at Cutlass Brand is 50% off the entire website if you put in code ENJOY50 at checkout. And yes, that is because we're kind of clearing out, getting ready for some new stuff. And I'd like to say maybe mid to late February, we'll be dropping some new shit for you guys. Let's see here. Lynn Honyoist says, my son Haram loves the Monday Morning Hangover song. I wanted to play it for him on SoundCloud. Did the Germans tell you why they took their song down? I guessed maybe they're too big to be giving away their music and the fees to their use of the genre. Yeah. So yeah, you know what? We'll ask them, but
I think they were banned
from SoundCloud. Yes. Well, I think what it was is they were getting so many downloads that it was kind of shutting down SoundCloud's servers. So they were just like, we have to cut you guys loose so that other people could actually put their stuff up on SoundCloud.
It was becoming unfair.
Oh, this is it. This is the last question. Wait, you didn't answer my question. There's no time. Okay. Queen BD13 says, Duddy and Jake, can I install a heating system in your bunker yet?
Oh man. So this,
if you can find us,
Yeah. She like installs air conditioning or something and said she'd come here and install AC. And then of course we never took her up on it. Now she's trying to do the heater thing, which sounds tempting.
It sounds great,
but you'd have to find us.
All right. Other than that,
Queen
dude.
Big Dick 13. She asked.
Lee, thanks for stopping by.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thanks for having us, man.
Where could people find you at if they want to?
On the interwebs, you know, ldonthecut.com or on Instagram at ldonthecut or Twitter at ldonthecut. I don't tweet
LD on the cut. We'll have all your links and stuff below.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, fucking good luck getting back out on the road. You and Rome. You'll be out there, I'm sure, the same time that Dirty Heads are. You guys are probably booked together. Real quick before we leave, there is that one show.
What is it?
Supposedly.
The High Tide Fest? There's like,
you know,
one
sometimes
show
I
that
find
hasn't
out
been
about our shows now with the flyers. You know,
dude,
what I mean? It's like,
yep.
So it's like, I saw one that popped up for Dirty Heads vacation show or something.
Orlando Vacation.
And I think there's some other show in Arizona.
Yeah, the High Tide Fest or something.
Something like that.
I think I did
so
see
there's
that.
A show in April in Arizona, the High Tide Fest, that is Sublime with Rome, Dirty Heads. And as of yet, it's on April 25th. It hasn't been canceled yet.
Okay.
So there, that's right? Awesome. Is that what you're saying?
I hope it doesn't get canceled.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
I mean, nowadays it's like, okay, something pops up and you're just like, okay, yeah, right. Let's see if we
we'll see.
Play it in this day and age. Yep. You know?
So there you go. We leave you with the possibility.
But I'm excited. I hope we do, because we spent a ton of time on the road and, you know, touring with you guys is always fun. So
much fun. Yeah. So I definitely hope that we get back on the road, and I definitely hope it's with you guys.
Same.
Other than that,
all right, everybody.
Sweet. Peace.
Bye.